Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump scheduled to visit the U.S. state of Texas on Tuesday. The coastal area of the state continues to be pounded with heavy rain from Tropical Storm Harvey, which made landfall late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. Houston, Texas, the nation's fourth largest city, is getting the heaviest rainfall so far, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke about rescue and relief efforts.
As people can see, the flooding in Houston is dramatic. Some people will recall Tropical Storm Allison that devastated Houston in 2001, and this looks like somewhat of a replication of that. We are working to save lives and to keep as many people safe as possible in the Houston area, but at the very same time, we are conducting search and rescue missions where the hurricane hit near the Corpus Christi and Rockport area.
Meantime, more than 60 centimeters of rain fallen in Houston so far. Some areas could see up to 130 centimeters of rain this week. The storm is expected to move slowly toward Houston. The center of the storm actually is farther to the west. Do that by midweek and then form again, possibly over the Gulf of Mexico, before impacting the state of Louisiana. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has warned the migrant crisis in Libya is adversely affecting his country.
Mr.
Bashir said illegal migration and human trafficking causing instability and insecurity. Sudanese leader hosted the Prime Minister of Libya's Government of National Accord. Hundreds of thousands of migrants are believed to be making their way through Sudan to Libya. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have retaken virtually all of the city of Tal Afar, once controlled by the Islamic State, located on a supply route between the Syrian border and the recently liberated city of Mosul. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zuna said the city's Sunni IS defenders gain little support from the people of Tal Afar.
This is traditionally a predominantly a Turkmen town. That is, people who are neither Arabs nor Kurds. They speak a Turkic language, and a large minority of them are Shias.
Tens of thousands of residents reportedly fled ahead of the offensive. City center was liberated on Saturday and the national flag raised, but the damage to the city's Ottoman Empire-era antiquities said to be very heavy. U.S. Navy says divers from recovered now, 10 of sailors from the USS John S. McCain, that is a naval ship that collided with a merchant vessel last week. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet and dismissed the commander of the 7th Fleet in which the John S. McCain served. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he hopes to persuade North Korea to come to the negotiating table despite Saturday's launch of what may be 3 short-range missiles, a decision he called provocative.
This type of launch, again, it is a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. So it is clearly they're still messaging us as well that they are not prepared to completely back away from their position. Having said that, we're going to continue our peaceful pressure campaign, as I have described it, working with allies, working with China as well, to see if we can bring the regime in Pyongyang to the negotiating table with a view to begin a dialogue on a different future for Korean Peninsula and for North Korea.
North Korea, which had threatened to test missiles near the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam, has not launched an intercontinental ballistic missile since July the 28th. Death toll is ongoing in clashes in Myanmar's northwestern Rakhine State. Climbed to nearly 100, including 80 insurgents, 12 security force personnel. This comes as thousands of Rohingya Muslims have been trying to cross into neighboring Bangladesh. Guatemala's constitutional court has suspended an order by President Jimmy Morales to expel the head of a UN anti-corruption commission investigating his campaign financing. Mr. Morales declared him to be persona non grata after his commission said the president should be investigated over alleged illicit funding during his election campaign. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.